Well, 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 look at this. We're back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks for joining us. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Christy Lee is right next to me. Comedian Ian Bagg has come all the way from Los Angeles, California via... Ontario.
Whatever you want to say.
British Columbia.
Yes.
Terrace, British Columbia, your hometown. The home of what? Is there a McDonald's there now?
Yeah, we do have a McDonald's. Pretty proud of it. Okay, at the airport.
And how far are you from the American border?
From the American border, about 2 hours away from it. Yeah,
really?
From Alaska. Yeah.
Oh, from Alaska. Jeez,
yeah, yeah.
I was going the other way.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? They just found $10 billion worth of gold. They figure up there.
Like, whoa!
Gold mine, $10 billion.
On your dad's property?
On my dad's property. No, they found dog poop. But
thank you very much. We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios, and we are joined on the telephone by the great comedian Kathleen Madigan. Hey, Kathleen.
Good morning.
Oh, good. We can hear you good this time. Last time we had you on, it sounded like you were in Terrace, British Columbia. On a cell phone.
I could have been. You don't know where my agents are capable of sending me.
Now, I know you've been on the road for a long time, and they have apparently put you on film, and your new special is called Bothering Jesus?
Yes, it is called Bothering Jesus, which bothers my mother a little bit.
But I bet.
I have to get used to it.
This is a Netflix program available starting today.
Yeah, right now. I turned on the TV. Yeah, it's right now.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Great.
Well, tell us what's the latest in your life. Now, you mentioned that your mother's upset with the title of the show. I can imagine why. She feels
First of all, they said they sometimes look on Twitter and stuff. I don't know what they're trolling a lot of the grandkids and stuff, and then they stumble upon my stuff. And my mom emailed me, "What show are you going to be on Netflix?" So I responded, Making a Murderer Season 4.
Uh-huh.
Then I said to my brother, how long should I let that go before I reel that back in? Because she'll tell people that.
he goes, I'm so proud of her.
He goes, "Are you?" Because I bought them Netflix. And she said, "Well, I don't think we can watch your show." I go, "Mom, I bought you." She goes, "We canceled it." I said, why did you cancel Netflix? She goes, "Because your father and I have decided that we've seen all the movies. There's no more left to see, Kathleen. We're 76. We're done. We've seen everything." I said, "Well, you know, I have a show coming on. And since I'm paying for it, you could have just not canceled it. But so now maybe they'll watch." And what's sort of mildly offensive is if you go on there and it says, "If you enjoy my special, you might also enjoy the movie Leprechaun."
Now, if you're doing a show and you know that your mom is in the audience, does that affect the stage performance at all?
Not anymore. It used to, but now it's just game on. Although I used to do this big joke about all the pills she carries in her purse, and I did it one of the nights she was there in Florida. And she said, "You can't announce that, Kathleen." In the bathroom, every single person there was asking me for medication. I said, "That's what happens with the senior citizens. You're drug mules, and you're drinking on top of it. People underestimate the old people's ability to party, because it's a different party every day if you change your medicine."
Yeah.
Never thought about that.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I guess I can look forward to that. Kathleen Madigan is our guest. Her new Netflix special is called Bothering Jesus. Also, I know that you've got a bunch of live dates coming up, including the Kentucky Center for the Performing Arts on Thursday, December 8th, December 9th at the beautiful Murat Egyptian Theater, the Egyptian Room in Indianapolis. So we'll look forward to seeing you live and in person. Now, what else is happening in your life? Are you pretty much a Los Angelino?
No, I'm on the road so much. I have stuff there, and then I have a lot of stuff in Missouri, and then I chop into Florida to make sure the parents are, you know, fine and dandy. Like, before the hurricane, they're on the Tampa side, and I was down that way anyway, and I just called ahead. I go, "Is it raining really hard there?" My mom goes, "No, Kathleen, we're on the Pacific side." Oh, okay. I can hear my dad in the background going, "That's not Texas over there, Kathleen. That's Hawaii. We can drive to Honolulu from Tampa. I don't know why we haven't done it every year. If we can do that, we should leave now."
That's great. The Pacific side.
Because it's starting to do things where you're like, whoa, She goes, well, we heard we can get a lot of our drugs in Mexico a lot cheaper, and then we'll take the town car, we'll fill it up, and then sell it to other old people. I'm like, you know, 76 is not the time to become a drug mule, Mom, okay? And if you take the town car to Mexico and Donald builds his wall and you get stuck behind it, we're not coming to get you. It's not a Lifetime movie. We're going to leave you.
Kathleen Madigan, once again, is how many were in your family, Kathleen?
There's seven people. That's why it's kind of like, you know, yeah, I have a Netflix special, but nobody really cares, which is kind of nice. I like the lack of focus. Like, I wouldn't want to be like, when I have friends that have like two kids and they talk to them about their thoughts and their feelings. I'm like, oh, God, it's what? So comfortable. My friends are like, nobody ever asked you what your feelings were. No, there were just announcements made. That's all.
Right.
Well, now, will you see them? Will you see your?
You don't have time for that.
Will you see your folks for Thanksgiving?
Well, that's another question, because now they've become like teenagers. I feel that they're lying about where they are. I feel that they're lying about what time they're getting home. And they go down to Florida, and then we say, when are you coming back? And they're very vague with their answers. I truly don't even know. All I know is she said, I'm not hosting Thanksgiving.
Oh.
So, okay. All right. I guess I'll just show up at my sister's house. And then if they're there, they're there. I think they've run away from home, and no one's actually pinpointed that.
That's hilarious. Now, when is the last time all of you were together?
This summer, like over in July, over the 4th of July and all that. They did return for that because it got too hot in Florida. So now, like I told my brother, I want to put LoJack on that town car and follow them and find out where they really are. Because I think it's like casinos and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for that.
So all of for a couple weeks in July, everybody was there.
Okay, good. Yeah, I just realized the other day that I have seven kids and we've all never been in the same place at the same time.
That's kind of sad, actually.
Really?
You need to work on that.
Never once. Well, one of them is only 8 months old, so there's a...
Yeah, that's... You know, yeah.
It'll be coming soon, but it is a little weird if you think
maybe
about
for
it.
Her first birthday, it'll be a big party.
Yeah, have Charlie...
Yeah. Have everybody
have
there.
Charlie fly in.
Have Charlie fly in, yeah.
Okay, there
big
we go.
Big party.
There
everyone
go.
There.
Kathleen Madigan is a great stand-up comedian, and she's on tour. We'll send out some links to all of her stops, and the new special is called Bothering Jesus. Thanks, Kathleen.
Can't wait
Thank
to see
you guys.
See you
soon. All right. Thanks, guys.
A fellow, is it Missourian or Missourite?
Missourian.
She's from St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
The term is Missourian.
And then the Ozark area as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's Canadian, Missourian.
Yeah, Missourian.
Not Canadiite.
Oh, we're Canadiites.
Okay.
Canadiites.
Yes, we are. I've changed it.